What really determines your future? Many people believe that some unseen force controls their future. Based on this belief, they follow practices that they feel will improve their personal prospects. What many believe. Astrology. Some people believe that their future is fixed based on the way the stars were lined up at the moment of their birth. They consult astrological forecasts or horoscopes to find out what will befall them and then act to avoid harm or find success. Feng Shui. Others believe that the key to success is to bring their surroundings into harmony with unseen forces in nature. Lo Wing, who lives in Hong Kong, says, "A feng shui master told me that putting a special crystal in a designated place in my store would help me earn more money." Ancestor worship. Still others believe that they must appease dead ancestors or various deities to gain their protection and blessing. Vân, who lives in Vietnam, says, "I believed that by paying homage to my ancestors, I would enjoy a better life now and a secure future for me and my children." Reincarnation. Many view existence as an endless cycle of life, death, and rebirth. They believe that the good or bad they experience now is the result of events in a previous life. Many, though, consider such beliefs a superstition. Yet, they still dabble in palmistry, horoscopes, Ouija boards, tarot cards, and the like. They feel that perhaps there is a chance that such practices can help them know their future. What are the results? Have those who trust in such beliefs and practices found a good life and a secure future? Consider the experience of Hao, who lives in Vietnam. He turned to astrology, feng shui, and ancestor worship to guide him. Did he find success? Hao says, "I failed in my business, fell into debt, faced family conflicts, and was emotionally wrecked." Qiu Ming from Taiwan likewise believed in astrology, reincarnation, fate, feng shui, and ancestor worship. After examining these subjects carefully, he said, "I realized that such teachings and customs are in conflict with each other and are confusing. I found that the astrological predictions were often incorrect." As for reincarnation, if you have no memory of your previous life, how can you change and do better in the next life? As Hao, Qiu Ming, and many others have come to realize, our future is not determined by fate, the stars, deceased ancestors, or rebirth. Does this mean that we have no control over our future? Your choice matters. Although many things that happen to us are beyond our control, experience tells us that our choices do affect our future. For example, why do we wash our hands or wear a face mask when an infectious disease such as COVID-19 is spreading? Because choosing to do so can protect our life. Clearly, your choices matter. Of course, we need to make wise choices if we want to get good results. Some 2,000 years ago, a wise teacher illustrated the point this way: "Whatever a person is sowing, this he will also reap." The footnote reads, "This statement is found in the Holy Bible at Galatians 6:7. The thought is expressed in such popular Oriental sayings as, plant melons, you'll get melons. Plant beans, you'll get beans." End of footnote. Many feel that the way to guarantee a better future is for them to pursue higher education and wealth. What have been the results for some who have made that choice? End of article.